The issue in Northern Ireland is there's an outbreak amongst the younger population in Derry. If you look at the numbers, there is a high incidence in Derry, but it's almost exclusively to the under 40s. The problem is that that population, where there's a high number, is now socially mixing with people in Donegal as well. And as you've rightly said, we are not as far advanced in our vaccination program as they. So we are going to have consequences from that. There are younger people in Northern Ireland getting it and here, but it's going to affect the 40s and the 50-year-olds as well, because in Letterkenny at the present minute, there are some relatively young people on ventilators. The Northwest almost teaches us something. It teaches us the fact that when there is a general mixing of people across the border, that the problems cross the border. But we're about to have a very important event in Northern Ireland soon. Not getting your hair cut or getting it. I wouldn't put that as a very risky procedure. But I know that people from the Republic are about to go in. But when the hospitality opens in Northern Ireland, and that'll happen all around the border, and the areas that there's cross-border mixing, there's cross-border numbers reflective at the present is just Donegal, because Donegal and North Donegal, Derry and North
one
Donegal
and the same.
Are one and the same. But all of a sudden, all of the border counties will have a Donegal effect when the hospitality service is open. So very, very unfortunately, very quickly, I think all of the cross-border counties, both north and south, are probably going to have a disproportionate rate of COVID within the next few weeks.